You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's been pretty well covered now about the Broncos being sold to the Walmart guy. All right, we all get that. The other side of the story is what intrigued me and Jeremy. Wasn't that this guy paid $4.65 billion. What we were interested in was, where does the money go? And when you look deeper into the story, you find out that Pat Bowlen, the late Pat Bowlen, may he rest, his brother's going to get $1 billion of it. But then the rest of it is going to be split between his seven offspring. So Pat Bowlen had seven kids between his two wives, and each of them, according to the story, is going to get $500 million. That's with a B.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
$500 million. So Jared and I were kicking this around, and we're like, imagine for just a moment. Here's your mind candy today with your boys in the morning. Imagine for just a moment that your last name is Bowlen. Mm-hmm. Okay, you were one of Pat's offspring, and you just got a check for $500 billion. First of all, wouldn't it be funny if you did the thing, like you tried to do the online deposit with that, where you'd endorse the back of it?
Sorry, it exceeds.
You got to take the picture with your camera and flip it over, take another, and then hit deposit for $500 million.
Yeah.
That's a funny thought.
That's funny.
Now, here's the mind candy. Tonight, you just got the check for $500 million.
It's it.
Tonight,
there.
What are you doing tonight?
Right.
So this
or
takes
today.
Out
the, does it have to be at night? Can it just be today? You're rolling out of your bed. You're clearing the gunk out of your eyes.
Okay, that's
the
fine.
Check sitting there on the nightstand. Your first stop this morning is to the bank. You're dumping it in, and then you're going
then
out for the
do?
Day. You're going out for the day after depositing, you know, $500 million. And what's your first purchase? Where are you going? What are you doing?
So this is not the, hey, I'm going to buy three homes. And no, we're talking about today.
You have to do it today. The check went in. Now what? What's your next step?
I'm going to go first because mine is easy. You know what my home away from home, my favorite, you know, my happy place on the planet. If it's just today and tonight, I'm going to go get the most expensive, lavish suite at the Broadmoor.
Okay.
I'm going to have two $1,000 bottles of wine, and I'm going to have a chef come in and make pasta, bread, and chocolate cake.
Oh, that's really
made
good.
For me there in the suite at the Broadmoor that takes up, you know, the whole top floor or whatever.
Damn, that's good.
That's my day.
I was just going to fill up my truck with gas.
Suck it, Jeremy. I'm
I was just going to top off the F-150 and go grab some Chick-fil-A. that's really good. I like that. Damn, that's good. I was more like, I'm going to go gym shopping and buy a gym. Like, I want the whole gym.
Not like a home gym, but
no, I want a gym.
Like a
I want
fitness
a complex that I can go to and not have anybody else there. You know, it doesn't have to be big as a 24-hour or whatever, but I want a gym, and I want a trainer, and I want a chef. I want those three things, and I want to be able to be super-duper healthy now for the rest of my life. Because I want to, you know, I want to enjoy this money for a while.
Never happened.
I know. I like yours better. I want pasta. That's really good. A lot of these are coming in on our social. There's a bunch of ways to reach out to us. You can comment on social media on Facebook. You can call us or you can text us. And the cool thing is it's both the same number for calling and texting now. 303-691-1649. If you're in your car, you don't want to call, text us. We'll read them. Do you have some of them on social right now? Or
no, but I've got one on the text.
Okay.
And by the way, when you send a text, if you want, just throw your last name or your first name on there so we know what to call you. So we don't just have to go by your last four digits. Cameron texted and said, just go get lost in Mexico on a beach. Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Lorenza just messaged in on Facebook. Go get liposuction immediately. Really? That's your first day getting fat sucked out of you?
Day one? That hurts, I'm told.
Yeah, that looks fairly
we
painful, but
get,
hey, you know.
I don't know, but we had somebody who'd had it done, and she goes, oh my God, it hurts so bad. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to win, because I guess basically they won $500 million, what am I going to do? I'm not going to go,
well,
like,
you'll be able
put
to
myself through pain.
You'll be able to afford the best person who's super duper gentle. I guess.
Like look at me. I'm on the opposite side. I got the chef coming in making pasta and bread and chocolate cake.
Right. A lot of people buying cars. So many cars. I like Greg.
If you write in with that,
tell us
what
car. Can
you be specific about what that car is?
Greg says, immediately, I'm going to start buying name brand Cheerios instead of toasted oats cereal, the knockoff. All right, Greg, come on.
Shannon texted in on our text line. She goes, I would go straight to the airport, fly to Greece, buy all new clothes and luggage when I get there.
Oh, yes. Yes, just drop and go.
I love that. Why would you have to bring all of your clothes and suitcases with you? Go. And when you're done there in Greece, Shannon, you donate all of those clothes.
Yeah.
Right? And then you fly to the next location.
Buy some more.
Actually, I can edit Shannon's a little bit. You need to have a personal shopper who is standing by in each place so that when you land, they've got it all picked out for you in the perfect sizes and everything.
That's good. You don't
have to get in a car, go to the store, try stuff on.
Yeah, that's really good.
So fly to Greece and have your personal shopper have everything waiting for you.
What would that cost?
Who cares?
100 grand?
Half a billion?
Yeah. Lindsay said, I'd sit my tuchus on a beach and have an endless supply of tacos and tequila. Now we're talking. That's a good one, Lindsay. Thank you.
Michelle texted in, I'm going personal jet shopping. And then she says, I already have my pilot lined up. Who's that?
Who's the pilot? Who's your pilot?
Who be your pilot?
Come on, Michelle.
Let's see. Luna, pay off all my debt, buy a house with a big yard for my kids. Okay, but we're talking about today. Buying a house takes a while.
Yeah.
So it's something you've got to do before midnight tonight.
Yeah. Julie says, I'd start a foundation. Oh, okay.
Come on. No noble people allowed.
No, you wouldn't.
This is not the noble hour.
No, you're doing something fun and stupid. James said,
oh,
I'd go to the
way,
same.
Michelle, who texted in, said she's actually texting from Vero Beach, Florida. So,
oh, nice. Hey,
Tom and Jeremy are we're bad. Salute. We're nationwide. You got one more?
Just real quick. James says, I would go to the same restaurant and celebrate the exact same way and with the exact same order that Johnny Depp did to celebrate his win. I don't know where he went or what he ate, but it must have been good.
Wasn't it something like $60,000 that he dropped on that meal or something like that?
I didn't see that. Holy cow.
Yeah, when he went out that night, I heard it was like 62 grand.
Oh my God.
That he spent going out on that.
Yeah, a couple bottles of those $1,000 wines that you want.
So our question is, you got $500 million. What are you going to do today? This is not long term. Like, okay, so I'm going to invest in this. No, it's like, what are you going to do today? Boom, one day. Jeremy says he's going to fill his truck up with gas. I'm going to go get the largest suite down at the Broadmoor. That's what I'm going to be doing.
Impossible.
I'll be there if you need me.
Did you see Perry that just texted in? Tell my boss you work for me now.
You know what, Perry?
Good job, Perry.
You get one of those. Roger says, I guess I'd pay off college tuition.
Look at you being
responsible. Good. Let's see. Jamie just wants to get a chef to cook for the family and a house cleaner.
See, I like that.
There have been multiple people who their very first thing they're going to do, they say they're going to get a house cleaner.
People just want help, man.
They just want help.
If you have the money.
My dream of having a personal concierge, most people just want someone to help out with a few things.
I cook so much at the house, I would love a chef. I can't even tell you how much I'd love that.
Yeah, but see, the problem with you and a chef, let's talk about this for
a
second.
Me and a chef.
The problem with you hiring a chef is that you would stand there in the kitchen with your hands on your hips, looking over their shoulder.
No.
And you'd be like, you don't want that. Don't put
that
much
a different
salt.
Pot. That's the wrong pot. Yeah.
You know what? In a perfect world for me, it's not even, for me, it's not even getting a chef because I like to cook. It would be having a team of like two people standing by who cleaned everything up afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't mind cooking because I like cooking. But just have two people standing there, and when as you're doing it, they clean as you go.
Yeah, yeah.
They do that, and when you're done,
I don't ever want to load the dishwasher again.